Getting back to a practical issue about bevacizumab in a non-protocol setting, metastatic disease, how do you handle it in terms of continuation versus stopping, continuation on progression? What's your algorithm?
Yeah, so I have a pretty simple algorithm here, which is that I don't continue it on progression, period, end of story. I think that there was at least in my mind, a greater rationale to do that in the HER2-positive setting with trastuzumab. And in that setting, as people know, we still don't have data as to whether continuing trastuzumab beyond progression is useful. In women who develop progression on bevacizumab, I stop it and I don't give it again. In women who are receiving a taxane and bevacizumab and who are either getting tired of receiving chemotherapy or have toxicity, I will stop the paclitaxel and at times continue bevacizumab there. And whether or not that's the right or wrong thing to do, I don't know.
So, is that generally what you do, that you stop the chemo and keep the bevacizumab going toward progression?
Well, it's what I've done in a handful of patients, but I think that this is something that needs to be investigated further. And of course, if I were to stop both, for example, paclitaxel and bevacizumab there, and give a patient a holiday not only from chemotherapy but from the bevacizumab, if she then developed disease progression a year later, 9 months later, 18 months later, I'd actually be comfortable returning to both agents.
Old Optimox and breast cancer, huh?
Yeah.